Welcome to Countdown to Kickoff here on WAER.
Across the 10 to the 5, still on his feet, and into the end zone. Touchdown, Syracuse.
Battle straightaway free, sinks it. Tyus Battle is 5 for 5. The freshman is on fire.
Pass in front to Evans. Oh, what a shot and a goal. Behind the back by Jordan Evans.
Welcome back to the double overtime here on WAER.
The greatest stories from America's greatest college sports station. It's time for the best of WAER Sports Podcast.
This offseason, Syracuse basketball fans got a jolt of excitement when they saw the Orange were slated to play the Kansas Jayhawks. Now, neither team was awarded a home court advantage in this game. Instead, the game was to be played in the neutral site of Miami. And honestly, SU probably dodged a bullet on that one. WAER's Noah Eagle takes a deeper look at what makes Kansas so unbeatable at home.
2017, Kansas, West Virginia at Allen Fieldhouse.
See if they can do it on the road now at Allen Fieldhouse. This is some kind of an atmosphere to have to fight through.
We were down 14 with 2:45 to go, and the crowd didn't want to give up. And we saw West Virginia give it away down the stretch, absolutely having a lot to do with the atmosphere and how juiced that joint got going down the stretch.
Phillips turns it over. Mason can't let it home, but Lucas does. It's a three-point game.
Time possession.
Graham for three. Yes! Puts it into Phillips. Tough spot. Double team. Throws a wild one. Bolden lost it. Kansas has it.
I mean, it was deafeningly loud. That's the night that they set the record for the loudest crowd roar at an indoor stadium in history.
Mason's got the loose ball. That'll do it!
Everyone in Central New York knows about the Carrier Dome. You've probably heard about Duke's Cameron Indoor, but let me tell you about a place that might be louder and prouder than both of those. Welcome inside Fog Allen Fieldhouse.
That's the history.
That's Brian Haney, the voice of the Kansas Jayhawks, on exactly what makes Allen Fieldhouse so special.
It's the fact that Allen Fieldhouse is located on Naismith Drive, the father of basketball, buried just 2 miles north of campus.
And Haney's not alone. Brendan Dworzynski graduated from KU this past spring and said the pastime that Allen Fieldhouse brings might be the most important intangible.
You walk into the building and you know that over 100 years of history, you think of all the players up in the rafters, all the greats who have played for the university, for Wilt Chamberlain, to Nick Collison and Kirk Heinrich, to more modern guys, you know, Brandon Rush's guys all in between.
Well, those aren't the only two Kansas grads who have faith in the stories that come with the Fog. Virtually every KU alum would tell you how impressive the chronicle that is AFH is, some more recognizable than others. Kevin Harlan of CBS and Turner Sports was a student at KU until 1982, but agrees wholeheartedly with Haney and Dworzynski about the most distinct part of the Jayhawks' home floor.
Well, all these different remembrances, mementos, historical artifacts are right there, literally feet from the court.
And it isn't easy for opposing players to walk in and see the following.
And it's all on display. And then you walk in and you look up in the rafters and you see the retired player numbers and
banners and pictures and mementos from their final four appearances, which are many.
Over 100 years of some of the best tradition in the game in there.
There's Wilt Chamberlain.
The actual rules to basketball written by Dr. Naismith.
It's almost like a haunting feeling when you walk in, because you just know, wow, you're kind of, you know, walking in the shadows of the legends of the game.
But there has to be a reason other than the many pieces of history that Kansas is so successful at home. Their current coach, Bill Self, has won more conference championships than he has home losses. And that comes back to the environment.
In a state that's pretty intense about religion, basketball is like the number one religion when it comes to Lawrence, when it comes to campus.
And the fans certainly show it night in and night out. You remember that West Virginia game from earlier? Allen Fieldhouse broke the Guinness World Record for loudest indoor arena. And there's really no end to the insanity.
It seems to bounce back and then sideways whenever there is a roar. And it can be to the point where it's not a headache, but your ears ring when you come out of that place after an exciting Saturday night game on campus.
When that place gets rocking, they rock chalking, as we like to say, and those 16,300 fans in unison are all screaming down upon you, it could be one of the most intimidating places you'll ever go into to play.
Intimidating is a good word to describe it. Allen Fieldhouse has been home to some absolute meltdowns for visiting teams. Something that's cause is not hard to pinpoint.
It's nuts. I've literally seen it have an effect on the other team where they're almost so intimidated they can't get the ball in bounds. And you see guys, just the look on their face, they start to physically wilt in front of you.
Don't think Allen Fieldhouse only impacts Kansas basketball in the here and now. It can also be huge for the future as well.
For a recruit to come in and see how loud it gets and to see that kind of environment and how much it very visibly affects opponents, I think that's absolutely a huge deal.
So when you think of the best venues in college basketball, sure, there's the Dome, Cameron Indoor Stadium, but don't overlook the Barn in Lawrence.
I've been everywhere in the country except for Syracuse and except for Cameron Indoor. And I feel like, you know, without comparison, you know, Kansas's home court advantage at Allen Fieldhouse is as good as you'll find.
It's a slice of a kind of building and a kind of atmosphere you just don't see. You sense that this is different. The venue is different.
Noah Eagle, WAER Sports.
You've been listening to the best of WAER Sports Podcast. Find a full broadcast schedule at our website, waer.org, and follow us on Twitter at WAER Sports.